Okay, so we are at First Sight here in Colchester, and not a sound check for a band at the Art Centre. A band that plays badly and only has one tone and lots of feedback. So I'm with Anna J. Cowan on Twitter, who we have long since distinguished as one of the worst people to follow on Twitter, and also not one of the most naturally gifted of art critics. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
Right, madam, have you been eating something rather peculiar, or can you please explain what is the sound we're currently hearing?
It's the First Sight bell.
The First Sight bell end?
That's what you've called it.
Yeah, so it is the opening day, I do believe, of Stephen Claydon's Culpable Earth exhibition here at First Sight. We had a bit of a discussion on the route in, so the meaning of the exhibition or the title, what are your thoughts when you hear about Culpable Earth?
I didn't understand what the word culpable meant.
Should we go for a walk and get away from the bell end? So the bell end is, it's essentially a big bell with a microphone attached and a Marshall amp underneath, and it vibrates. Alright, we're moving away. Now, I think talking about art exhibitions via the medium of audio is not the best way of working, but we don't want to really raise suspicion and start getting out cameras at First Sight. You look suspicious enough as it is, madam. What's in front of us right now? Please describe.
It's an old man with a smiley face, and I think I know why he's smiling.
So is this a proper old man, or is this an artistic artifact of an old man?
I suppose you'd describe it as an artifact.
Why is he smiling?
Well, underneath his red box, he's got a mouth.
Is that a sort of in a sexual way or just a happy way that he's smiling?
No, he just knows that there's something underneath the red box and he's quite proud of it.
That's how we should all feel, really, if we wander around. Now, this gold circle, when I first saw this, I hope I'm not being too disingenuous to the fine artist Stephen Claydon. This reminded me, back in the day job, of Key Stage 2 art at a push Key Stage 3. It's a gold circle that's got, well, gold tinfoil, a sketching of Charlie Brown. I don't know, it represents the sun? Is that a possibility?
I think Charlie Brown could have been imprinted using wax.
Because there is a bit of a strong wax sensational theme going throughout. There's what is quite wonderful, the whole wall here is decorated in some wax panels, and I thought the colour there was quite striking. It certainly had connotations with the golden goose idea of First Sight, the whole gold colour. I think we should really touch upon the general idea from what we understand of the exhibition. So it's about how traditional materials are then produced from being this base substance, such as concrete or such as honey, and then they become
wax,
and then they become cultural artifacts. Did you call me honey? Did I call you honey?
You mentioned honey, you meant wax.
Right, let's go for one, that we can hear some more noises. So it is rather busy here at First Sight. It is the opening day, do come along, it's free to get in. More sounds, more noises. Perhaps we should ponder for a moment and take these in. To be honest, it takes me back to the time I took some very, very bad drugs in a Brixton squat. But what can we see, Anna J. Cowan, in front of us? What is the exhibition showing here?
Well, there's four TV screens, and one of the TV screens is showing some
EastEnders?
Some clay bubbling.
Oh, okay.
But actually, it's totally changed. It's a garden with a box moving around the garden. Someone's behind a box.
Yeah, someone is like pushing, moving the box around. And the other three screens, anything of interest?
No, they're primary colours.
Oh, the primary colours. Oh, that's, I get it. So we've had, what, blue, green and red.
Yeah.
And these seem to rotate. So our current screen now as well has gone. It's flickering. As for a meaning, can we suggest a meaning to all of this, or do we really need to?
I don't think we really need to, but there was on the screen a few minutes ago a clay pot being made, and I've just spotted that clay pot in the corner.
How observant of you. Maybe if we take a few steps back, it's getting a bit... Madam? Critic, this way? Yeah. We should perhaps wrap up. So that has been such a very, very brief guided tour. We've made some very, very poor jokes. I think in all seriousness, you need to come down to First Sight. Come down to the Golden Goose, where Stephen Claydon is proudly exhibiting his Culpable Earth exhibition. It runs through until sometime in March. You've got plenty of time. And there are various other themed ideas around this. So I know Stephen is giving a talk later on in the month, which I think I would need to try to understand a bit more as to what is going off. And there's also, if this modern art isn't your thing, contemporary art, there's also a parallel exhibition which he has curated, showing the work of Madame
Constable.
Yes.
And another chap with his bricks.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. There was five original Constable paintings and a pile of bricks, which I think you come to expect in these places in front. But it is free, and it's right here in the heart of Colchester, so come to First Sight and see if you can make more sense out of the beeswax or the bleeping TVs or the First Sight bell end. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.